calls for more military aid. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is accusing Western nations of cowardice by not providing the additional weapons he's been requesting. Ukrainian Deputy Prime Minister Olha Stefanishna on ABC's This Week.
Everybody should be concentrated over one goal, to make sure that Ukraine is capable, financially stable, to resist and defend until the political solution, how to restore the territorial integrity of Ukraine and a peace around Europe, is there.
Some U.S. lawmakers are calling for more action by the White House to cripple Russia's economy. Wyoming Republican Senator John Barrasso.
Russia is still getting about $5 to $7 billion a week on Russian energy. We in the United States are still buying uranium from Russia. I have a bill to stop that. We need to stop the whole thing. The sanctions so far have hurt Russia, but they've not been crippling.
Barrasso on Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has met with Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett in Jerusalem ahead of the Arab-Israeli summit. Blinken talked about a negotiated solution to the long-running Palestinian-Israeli conflict.
I also made clear the conviction that the United States has that Israelis and Palestinians deserve to enjoy equal measures of freedom, security, opportunity, and dignity. And that's one of the principal reasons we support a negotiated two-state solution.
Blinken also tried to reassure Israel and Gulf Arab allies ahead of a possible renewal of the Iran nuclear deal. Officials in Colorado say a wildfire that forced the evacuation of about 20,000 people southeast of Boulder is now 21% contained. The fire is burning near an area where 1,100 homes were destroyed by a fire in late December. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Searchers have found the flight data recorder from a Boeing 737-800 that went down in a remote mountainous area in southern China last week. All 130 people on board the China Eastern jet were killed. Searchers found the cockpit voice recorder 4 days ago. Part of a parking garage that was being demolished in downtown Boston collapsed last night, killing a construction worker. Officials say another person was taken to a hospital. The condition of the injured person has not been released. The final two teams in the final four will be determined today. Fox's Matt Napolitano has more.
Will Cinderella keep on dancing? That's the question for 15 seed St. Peter's, making history on Friday as the first 15 seed to reach the Elite Eight. The Peacocks now look to advance to the men's Final Four, taking on another underdog in 8 seed North Carolina. UNC looking to reach the national semifinal for the 21st time in program history. Not the only underdogs in action this afternoon, as 10 seed Miami, in their first Elite Eight appearance, will be going up against the last 1 seed standing in the men's bracket, Kansas. The Jayhawks will try to punch their ticket to New Orleans and score the program's 16th trip to the Final Four. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Tonight's Academy Awards ceremony is back in pre-pandemic form. Fox's Michelle Polito reports.
Regina Hall, Wanda Sykes, and Amy Schumer host the 94th Annual Academy Awards. The show will air live from the Dolby Theater in Los Angeles.
I wonder what little lady made these.
I did, sir.
Netflix's Power of the Dog has earned the most nominations with 12. including Best Picture and Best Director for Jane Campion. The sci-fi epic Dune has 10 nominations, followed by Kenneth Branagh's Belfast and Disney's West Side Story with 7. King Richard has 6 nominations, including a Best Actor nod for Will Smith, Serena and Venus Williams. Josh Brolin and Bill Murray are among the presenters. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.